Nolte, Amazon Studios Accused of Anti-Gay Bigotry. By John Nolte on April 6, 2023. Amazon Studios is being accused of bigotry for taking studies seriously that prove normal people don't want gay stuff in their entertainment. Another complaint is that, head of Amazon Television Vernon Sanders relies heavily on feedback from focus groups, which tend to favor broad and less inclusive programming. Several Amazon insiders say the reliance on testing and data led to a clash late last summer, when an Amazon executive said in a marketing meeting for the series A League of Their Own that data showed audiences found queer stories off-putting and suggested downplaying those themes in materials promoting the show. Series co-creator Will Graham became greatly concerned about bias built into Amazon's system for evaluating shows, which multiple sources say often ranked broad series featuring straight, white male leads above all others. One executive calls A League of Their Own a proxy for how diverse and inclusive shows are treated. Who exactly are these freaks making these shows for? Who is their target audience? Because it surely is not you and me. Obviously, these woketards are making these shows for themselves. But as anyone who has seen CNN's ratings and the box office results of woke movies can tell you, there are nowhere near enough woketards to turn anything into even a moderate hit. Hey, I subscribe to Amazon Prime, for the free shipping. And sometimes, in an act of futility, I'll take a look at the Amazon TV menu. This happens a few times a week. Nevertheless, I still had no idea there was a League of Their Own Amazon show. No one I know has said a word about it. But that show was not made for people like you or me. Instead, Amazon spent tens of millions of dollars on a show to appeal to the kind of people who made the show, which is about 1% of the population. Oh, and because this is Amazon, the woketards won. Graham launched into an interrogation of the system, questioning multiple executives about it. Amazon took the issue seriously and dropped the system of ranking shows based on audience scores. Insiders cite this show as one that Sanders did passionately support. But for months after it dropped, there was no word on whether it would be renewed. Ultimately, Amazon agreed to a 4-episode second and final season. Still, several Amazon veterans believe the system remains too dependent on those same test scores. All this perpetuation of white guys with guns, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, says one. And another, relying on data is soul-crushing. There's never, I know the testing wasn't that great, but I believe in this. So there you go, what the audience wants means nothing to Amazon. And if you have ever wasted your time surfing through that $5 billion pile of garbage Amazon calls content, that also comes as no surprise. We see this over and over again, by wrapping their sexual fetishes and proclivities in civil rights. One entertainment outlet after another is imploding itself by producing woke garbage or heavy-handed lectures no one watches. On top of making us uncomfortable, it is not art. It is anti-art. It is all talking points and virtue signaling. What in the world is going on inside these studios? Gee, we're losing our butts on this woke stuff. Bigot. But we're in the entertainment business, and our audience doesn't find this entertaining. Nazi. We have to make money. I feel harmed. We're killing our brand. Words like that are violence. Look at Disney. Disney has drag queened itself into a pile of debt, faltering franchises, and a deserved reputation as child groomers. This is why I buy Blu-rays. I have plenty of art to watch. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.